now the big one is yours.
Yeah, I used to be a
Sorry.
I used to be a Republican.
And what's your name, sir?
Michael Oberdier.
All right.
I used to be.
How do you spell Oberdier?
O B E R D I E R.
All right.
I grew up a Republican, and I was really upset at the George administration. I helped in his first campaign and his second campaign. First in
Bush.
Florida. Bush, yeah, in Florida. I was there when it counted. I had an internet radio show in Marysville, Ohio for a second, and I'm really upset that they lied to us about a lot of things.
Such as what?
Well, I think that it was about money for our country, the war machine, keep it going.
Oh, invasion of Iraq?
Yeah. There was some truthful things said, but basically Halliburton and Cheney, I decided to be helping the Obama campaign in Florida when he ran for president. And basically, he's just as bad. We have a country that is, well, he spent $5 trillion. We're losing jobs. $5 trillion. Reagan did actually a better job. He created 1 million jobs a month with a lot less money.
1 million a month?
1 million jobs a month was created in the Reagan administration. We've lost jobs with Obama, and and Reagan spent a fraction of the money that Obama has spent.
Where's all that money going?
Good question. Really good question. Healthcare, I guess, or whatever. We've ruined our Social Security. We've taken and borrowed from that. And now what we have is a mess. And we don't.
I'll let you know when your boss gets done. So what can we do?
So now I'm an independent. I'm upset at both the Democrats and the Republicans. What can we do? We can turn off the news and gather in parks and talk and decide what to do, because the news basically kowtows to the corporations like Walmart, Nestle, the major conglomerates, and if they tell the truth, then they're going to lose their sponsorships and people that won't buy ads for them anymore.
You're
in that business.
You had your own.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're community radio.
Yeah,
we still have to try to get grants and so forth.
I had an internet radio show.
Yeah, what was your show? What was the website
for
your show?
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I want to keep that.
I want to check it out.
It's not in existence anymore. I got hacked so much. I told the truth, and I got my information from from a lot of different sources from all over the world. And this country propagates propaganda as bad as any other country. And the facts are not told by CNN, NBC, ABC, or any of those news companies. Some of the facts, but it's twisted. I think if Harvard, Yale, and Princeton could learn how to count and tell the truth and not use fuzzy math and legal mumble jumbo, it's just crazy.
So
most of the public is not educated enough to even understand what's going on.
So those are elite institutions, and you say they're
right.
Sort of pushing along false information.
Yeah, I think most people know that, but not everybody. They believe what they hear and they parrot it.
So you consider yourself an activist, concerned citizen?
Gather in parks and places and talk with freedom of speech. I had an internet radio show, and we talked about things like this and put out the truth about things. I got hacked by people.
Oh, they hacked your website?
They hacked my website. And I got warnings and same thing that Art Bell and Coast to Coast AM radio, but they're too huge. I was too small. They put me down. So anyway, I talk in parks. I worked at ComFest, and I was security for ComFest and also Stonewall at Pride. And I'm a musician now.
Was your next talk at a park? Around the city?
I don't know if you know Sadarucci. But
what's Sadarucci?
Sadarucci's a musician around here. He's Yogi Poet.
Okay.
Yogi Poet. If there's people listening, a lot of people know that name right now, Yogi Poet. Hey, Sadarucci, this is Michael. God bless you. No, I love everybody. Hope we can figure this out and get some jobs rolling.
Sadarucci play?
He plays a guitar. Sadarucci plays guitar, percussion.
What venues around town?
You'll have to Google that name, Sadarucci.
Sadarucci.
Or Facebook him.
Okay,
Sadarucci.
I'll check it out. But you said, sorry to interrupt you, talk about jobs. You were saying something.
If you Facebook me, Michael Oberdier, you can find Sadarucci.
All right, sounds good.
Right.
What were you saying about jobs a minute ago?
I think we need to do something to stimulate jobs in this country, and we're really not doing that. I don't know what he's spending all of the money on. I'm trying not to get as much into politics as I used to because it just disgusts me.
I see.
It disgusts me when I find out, and most of the public is not informed enough to really understand how that Harvard, Princeton, and Yale is using fuzzy math and legal mumbo jumbo, or however you want to, whatever you want to say, you know, the legal language, and it's spin, basically. I think we know what spin is.
Oh yeah.